Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Welcome to Optimal Health with Abdul Shaheed, your certified symptometry health coach. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here this afternoon with you and for allowing you to be here with us, our listener. It is our aim and objective every week on AM 360 to enlighten health conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics and provide them with guidance on general wellness and cell nourishment. Brother and sister, health is all about taking care of the needs of our cells. If our mind agree with what the cells need and give it to them, our cell will reward us with good health. This is how it works. Planet Earth is well known in symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell as a testing ground with booger traps everywhere. We ask people to come and join us every week to understand these booger traps that prevent us from having optimal health. Brother and sister, we'd like to apologize for our technical difficulty. We were unable to get into the host seat. It took us a moment to do that. But now we're here, we're on board, and we'd like to thank you for your patience. And we have our guest with us, Mrs. Rita Taylor. Your mic is open, Ms. Rita. And we certainly appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to share some of your time and expertise with us on Optima Health. We'd like to give you a moment to give the greetings to our listeners.
Assalamu alaikum. Happy Ramadan. I mean, best wishes during the Ramadan season. I'm delighted to be here because it's a place where I find joy to share the information, the knowledge that Brother Saheed and I are learning from centometry to share with you. So, assalamu alaikum.
Well, I guess salam. Ms. Rita will be calling you on you shortly to share what you have to provide for our listeners today in terms of optimal health. And I'm sure you have a very, very interesting topic. And I think I know what it is, but I'm going to have you to introduce it. But in the meantime, we're going to see if we have any new listeners, bring them up to date on what centometry is all about and what our program is all about. Our program is about achieving optimal health. Optimal health. In order to be optimally healthy, we have to be about curing all of our diseases, curing them, not allowing someone just to treat the symptom. There's a big difference in treating symptom and curing the disease. If we treat symptom, that means the product that produced the disease will still be in the person. The product that produced the disease will still be in the person if we resort to just treating the symptom. So this is why symptom treatment would not be really helping the person. They might feel better for a moment or two, but their disease is going to become more and more chronic because this cells are not satisfied, and the DNA is still fragmented. And long as the DNA is fragmented, the gene will not release the blueprint to it, set of instructions that should be passed on to the cell through the 3 RNA. So the cell themselves will be able to remove the anomaly, put things back to normalcy. So this is how we cure diseases. So if we don't satisfy the requirements and the needs of the cell, then the cells are compelled to produce symptoms and disease. And this is what happens. Just treating the symptoms is not going to take care of the problem. Our cells need nutrients. They need resources. They need electrical energy, thermal energy, magnetic energy. They need all these resources to do their job. So centometry enforces scientific cooking, scientific eating, and scientific living on this planet so we can give ourselves all that they need and they will be in the best of condition. If our cells have concretion and blockages and we have not been taking care of them, we've been ignoring their needs, and also if we have not been taking care of our blood, we've been ignoring our blood. Every time we eat food, brothers and sisters, we leave blood impurities in our blood, blood impurities. These things are found in the water, in the food, in the air, in the beverages, in the fruits. All these things, they all have health disruptors, health disruptors. So we must be able to remove these things, reduce the blood impurities, and remove the hindrance from the cell. And this is what centometry, symptomatic science is all about, removing these things so the cell can do their best job to take care of us, so our cells will become more efficient in taking care of us. Our body composes 75 to 100 trillion of them, and they are created to take care of our health. If they're sick, we will be sick. If they're well and healthy, we will be well and healthy. This is how it works, brother and sister, no other way. So we are, number one, we are responsible for taking care of ourselves. We're responsible for taking care of our DNA. These things are part of the rules to health. There are many different rules of health. And the number one rule to health is that our first responsibility is to protect our DNA and our cells from harm and enhance their integrity and their well-being. That means we must take care of them in order for them to take care of us. That's the first rule to health, taking care of ourselves and taking care of our DNA. No one else is going to do that for us. No one else is going to take care of that for us. It's our responsibility. And we have to own it, brothers and sisters. This is what we have to do. We have to own it. So we have an excellent program outlined for us today. We have our guest, Ms. Rita Teller. She's going to be working with us, a certified cytometry health coach, and also a student at the American School of Cytometry in the master program at the American School of Cytometry. So we're going to be calling on her shortly. But before we do, we're going to take a short break. So please do not go anywhere at all. Matter of fact, take a moment to call someone and ask them to join us. The information that we're sharing will be beneficial to them as well as you. So please take a moment to call someone, invite them to join us on Optima Health on AM 360. But we'll be right back, so please do not go anywhere. We're going to take our first station break. Please do not go anywhere. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Families, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you. The individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. This is Abdul Shaheed, your certified cytometry health coach, and this is Optima Health. We're going to bring on our guest today, who is Mrs. Rita Teller, a certified cytometry health coach, also a student at the American School of Cytometry. Mrs. Rita, what would you like to share with us today? What's the topic?
The topic today is about the downside of colonoscopy.
Excellent.
The downside of colonoscopy. You know, I want to ask people in the room, how many of you have done colonoscopy? I have done it twice, but I'm not doing it anymore because there's a reason that I'm not doing it anymore. And I'm going to share with you about the benefits and the downside of it. You know, every 5 years or 10 years, depending on your insurance policy, you're supposed to have a colonoscopy to detect colon cancer. My husband did it for years, but we did not know that there was a downside to it. First of all, let me state the reason you're doing colonoscopy. It's supposed to, it's an early detection of tumors in the colon. It also detects polyps. It also detects colorectal cancer. And also, it also develops the detection of ultrasound colonitis. So there are certain things that colonoscopy detects, which is good. But do you know why you have these things in your body? Do you know that the food and the drink that the food you eat and the drink that you drink can cause these polyps for you in your body? Let me share with you an instance. Do you know that if you eat a lot of oatmeal, it can cause polyps? Do you know that if you eat a lot of nuts, all the nuts, the peanuts, the cashews, all the nuts in the world that can also cause some polyphagy or colitis disease. Do you know that because of the food that we eat that cause all these problems, the doctors are not telling you that if you eat this food, if you stop eating this food, it will help you. And our job in symptometry is to share with you that because of the food that we eat, that's why people have polyps. That's why people have, you know, colitis disease. So today I'm going to share with you that you do not have to do colonoscopy, but if you do, go on, then you need to come back and neutralize the anesthesia that is in your body with particulates to make sure that your fissures are sealed so that you don't have problems. Let me tell you a case in point. I remember my husband, when he did his first colonoscopy, he was bloated. He was gassy. And when he talked to the doctor, they told him that is a side effect of the colonoscopy. And then they told not to do anything. So he didn't. But you know what? Then he became constipated. First of all, he had diarrhea, and then he became constipated. Do you know what was happening in his body? The body, there is a downside of colonoscopy that we were not aware of. We were not aware that because of the anesthesia that they put in your body, you have issues. You have your matrix cracked or fissured. And that matrix, unless it's sealed and neutralized, you're going to have problems. So my question to you is, why does the doctors always say we need to have colonoscopy when you have a choice? You do not have to do it, but if you do, come back to symptometry to help you out. I do not do colonoscopy after my husband's situation. I do Cologuard. I don't, and it's every 3 or 4 years I do that. I don't have to go through the surgery or that they do, the invasive thing that they do for you. So I do not do that. And because I haven't done that, I have had peace. And every time I've had this Cologuard done, it has always come out okay. Because why? I'm eating the food that I'm supposed to eat. How many of you eat oatmeal every day? There is a poison called beta-glucan that you should not have in your body. But we eat it all the time because it tastes good. I used to do the same thing. Believe me, I love oatmeal. But when I found out it caused polyps, I stopped eating them. And I haven't had any issue, and my husband did not have any issues. I mean, nuts, especially peanuts and cashews and all the nut family. How many of us eat those all the time? People would take it for snacks because they say it gives energy. But does it really? Yes, it will give you energy temporary, but you're having problems with your cells. Your cells are not happy. They said, you know, it's not, you are killing me. I don't need this in my body. So you see, it is the food that we eat. A lot of people do not know food that they eat cause all these problems. And symptometry is going to have a class called correlation diagnosis, which shows you the food you eat and the impact on your body and your system. So I would recommend people that wants to know the correlation between the food they eat and the impact to join us when this class starts. And it's going to be online where you can take that and see that if you eat nuts, that's what it's going to do to you. If you eat, oatmeal, this is what it's going to do to you, all that. So we have this class. But before I go on there, the difference that I want you to know is that if the doctors say you have to do it, go ahead and take care of it. But after you have done it, we do have the particulate to neutralize the fissure because it does something to your system. And that system, it kind of cracks the fissures, and we need to seal that fissure in order for you to be healthy and whole again. And so, brothers and sisters, I want to share with you that colonoscopy is not all that it's cracked up to be. And you don't have to have it. But if you have to have it, cytometry do have a way of making you whole, neutralizing all the things that they put in your body to make sure that the crack that it opens will be sealed for you to be able to be healthy and whole again. Because other than that, you'll be constipated. You will be having, you know, for days and days after the colonoscopy is done, you're going to have issues upon issues. And we want you to know that there's a solution out there. If you have to do it, there's a solution out there that you can have in case you run into problems. So, assalamu alaikum, that's what I want to share with you about the downside of colonoscopy, because a lot of people do it all the time, you know, periodically. It's either 5 years. If you have cancer, it's every year for the first 5 years, and then it's every 5 years. So it is something that you have to do. And I just want to know that if you have to do that, you really need to have to come back to neutralize the crack that opened in your body so that you can be whole again with the right particulates and molecules to bring you back to a healthy state. So if anybody have any questions, I'm ready to entertain that.
Excellent, Mrs. Rita. Thank you so very much. If anyone have any question, press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic, and you'll be able to ask our guest a question or make a comment or two. So if you have a question, press 1 on your line, and she just finished talking about the downside of colonoscopy. A number of us have taken them, but that's an invasive procedure. Is it really necessary? She also mentioned to you about correlation diagnosis. This is a topic, a subject, a class that the American School of Cytometry offer. It is the connection to the person's disease and the food that they are eating. Brothers and sisters, there's a connection with our diseases and the food that we're eating. There's a connection. You should want to know about this connection. So there's certain food that we can eat, and they cause certain diseases and certain problems in our body. And she mentioned one of them. She mentioned the oatmeal. Oatmeal have an alkaloid, a plant alkaloid called beta-glucan. And what it does inside of a human being, they produce pollock. The oatmeal produces pollock. The beta-glucan in the oatmeal produces pollock. And that's one of the reasons why they be checking your colon through colonoscopy to see if you have any polyps, to see if you have colorectal cancer, to see if you have any tumors, to see if you have any ulcers. All these things is coming from the food. So if anyone have a question for our guest, please press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. Anyone at all? We're going to give them a moment and see if anybody's going to be brave enough to ask a question. This is a good time to ask a question about colonoscopy. Are they really necessary? Why are they doing the screening? If they found cancer, what are they going to do? They're going to give you 3 options. We already know what those options are, and you probably know what those options are. If they find cancer there, they're going to give you radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery. Those are the options. And each one of those options would fail because neither one of those options cure cancer. So think about that. Neither one of those options would cure the cancer. The cancer would still be in the person's body. So you go through the treatment option, and they leave the product that produced the disease still in the body. This is what happens. They treat the symptoms. Symptoms, not the disease. It's a sign that something is out of balance, and we need to put it back to balance. So if anyone have a question at all, please press 1, and we'll open your mic. We don't see any takers, Mrs. Rita.
That's fine.
I guess you did an excellent job in addressing the downside of colonoscopy. You did an excellent job in addressing that. So it seems like no one have a question. No one is going to attempt to ask a question. I'm going to ask the question. Anyone on the line that have had a colonoscopy? So do they know what we're talking about? Maybe no one on the line have had one, and they don't know what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, if they don't, we have a solution for them, because if your doctor tells you to do one, you know, ask some hard questions. And if they say you have to do it, that is the first part of it. You need to finish the job. How do you finish the job? Because when they do go in, they do put some, you know, chemicals in your system. That is not good.
Yes.
It breaks your matrix. It really breaks that down, and you need to close that. That's why
exactly.
You have the gassy, the bloatness, and all this, the diarrhea, and all that stuff for days and days.
And the constipation on top of that. Constipation on top of that. All these different symptoms that we have.
Exactly. So when you do, you know that the job is not finished. And how do you finish the job? We have the particulates and the molecules to close the fissure that it has opened in your body. And
yes.
Until you do that, you are not whole. You are still, you know, with whatever they put in your body. You need to make sure that they neutralize all the things they put in your body in order for you to be whole, and that way you'll be healthy again. So it's a two-step. It's a two-step program. As you go to the colonoscopy, you do it. You need to make sure that you follow up by closing the fissure that has been opened up when they put all these things in your body. Don't forget that, because you will have some symptoms, and if you do, you know that there's something wrong with you. Even if you don't have the symptoms, they have opened up the fissure in your body, and it needs to be closed.
Exactly.
It needs to be so that, you know, so that they can deposit the collagen and the elastin in your body to be able to do things again. So please, that's what we are saying, that if you have to do it. But after you finish, you need to follow through in making sure that the fissures are closed.
Absolutely. You know, because that colonoscopy will impact our matrix. It will impact our matrix. And if we have fissures or cracks, then that is going to expose deep down within the matrix. Blood impurities will be absorbed into them. Blood impurities. And that we're going to be making matters worse. We'll be making matters worse. So this is excellent advice, Mrs. Rita. Excellent advice. If you have a colonoscopy, and you feel comfortable doing it, and you want to follow through and do it, the thing that should happen that you now can do to take care of the impact of the colonoscopy on your systems, on your cells. And sometimes you know exactly what to do to close those fissures that impact the matrix. Make sure no blood impurity get within them. Make sure microbes don't get within them. Make sure any side effects from the colonoscopy will be removed, reversed. Even some people have problems with the anesthesia. The anesthesia trouble that you put under during this procedure. And if you don't ionize the effect of the anesthesia, that will continue to circulate in the person's blood for really forever. It's only sometimes it ionizes the blood to remove these chemicals and these added things that have toxic metal in them. Again, it is because of the toxic metal in them that will cause our cell problem. Denature enzyme and block the cell from being able to do their job efficiently. Anything that denature enzyme will compromise our health, will cause the DNA to become fragmented. All these things will happen because if you had one procedure done to find some polyps or to see if you have cancer, colon rectal cancer, any nodule, any polyps, any anomaly in the colon. That's what they're looking for. And they'll come up with surgery, radiation, chemotherapy if they find cancer there.
Mm-hmm.
And neither of those things cures the cancer. The cancer will still be in the person's body. And they might get them down, reduced down to undetectable level, but the cancer will still be there. The cells themselves have to remove the cancer. They must fully participate in the removal of any anomaly or any disease. The cell must fully participate. This is how the Almighty Source Creator have designed it. And this is what must take place. So, brother and sister, if you have a question or a comment, just press 1 on your line while we have our guests here with us, and then you'll be able to ask your question or make a comment. Have anyone on the phone experienced having a colonoscopy? If you have, it's not an embarrassing thing. I've had one done. My wife had one done.
I have.
And now we know what to do if we decide to have another one. But I'm not deciding to have another one. Not necessary. But you might feel like it is necessary. If it is, there's other option that you can do to make sure it doesn't harm you, that you receive all of the benefit from it and no harm is done to you. This is the objective. This is the objective. The doctor is to do no harm. That should be the first objective. So, Ms. Rita, doesn't look like anyone is going to ask a question. So,
no.
I have a question.
Yes.
Related to doing the colonoscopy.
Yes.
Now, if a person eats scientifically, know how to select their food, know what combination of food to eat, and cook the food according to scientometry, scientific cooking, scientific eating, and scientific living on this planet, would there be a need to do a colonoscopy?
Not at all, because if you cook if you cook your meat correctly, your vegetables correctly, scientific eating, you will not need it. And as a matter of fact, that's why I stopped that. I've stopped colonoscopy. I did it 15 years ago, 10 years ago. I have not done one. But you know what? I do Cologuard or something like that. It's the same. They take your stool, they look through it and see whether it has any cancerous material, and they will say, yo, yes or no. And I know
exactly.
That it's going to be no. I know I'm eating scientifically, so there's nothing for me to worry about. So I have a peace of mind. That's why we say cook your food scientifically. Eat your food scientifically. When we say scientifically, what do we mean? If you buy meat, like your big meat, like red meat, the bison and all that stuff, you need to find a way to cook it right. We recommend that all the fat on the meat is removed because it does have arachidonic acid in there that you don't need in your body. So you wash your hands, put it in the pot, and cook it for 1 hour on a high heat. You take it out. You season it with the right season that scintometry recommends that you do. And then you put in a crock pot for 11 hours. Why do we say that? Because it releases the amino acids from the meat. And any poison or anything that has been put in that meat is also removed. So when you eat that meat, it is good meat. It is excellent meat. It is not. It is so tender and so good that you know that you're eating the right thing. So that's what we need cooking scientifically. And again, what about your vegetables? How do you do that? Again, you wash your hands, you clean it up and everything else, and put in saline solution for 8 minutes to any microbes or any fungus, anything that is on that vegetable is soaked out. 8 minutes, and then you cook it. How do you cook it? Because all grains do have ammonia and phyto, and you don't need that in your body. It destroys your cells. So what do? You put it in, you cook it the first hour, you take the lid off. You do not cover the lid. You want ammonia and phyto to be out there, to be evaporated. And after an hour, you can cover it up and cook it as long as you want, depending an hour and a half extra, whatever, three, depending on the kind. Like, you know, we talked about collard greens. It's kind of, you know, you need to cook it really a lot. I mean, mustard green, turnip greens, all that, you cooked it well. Not just 30 minutes and then you just take it out and eat it. No, you need to take out the ammonia and phyto. And then after that, when you eat them with your meat and do the five food groups that we talked about last week, you know that you're healthy. You know you're eating healthy. And so with that, you wouldn't even have to think about colonoscopy. When the doctor told you, you said, you know what, I'm eating well, but I can do a stool test to make you feel better. And that's what I've been doing. And nobody messed with myself because, you know, health is an individual journey. Your doctors are not going to help you heal. It is you that is going to be healthy, because when you align your mind with the needs of yourself, then you're going to be healthy. That's when you have good health. It's not your mama's health. It's not your daughter's health or your husband's health. It is your individual health, and you need to protect it with all your might. When the doctor tells you to do something, ask hard questions. Why do I need that? Is it necessary? Tell me why. And if they can tell you, please ask for a second opinion, especially when it comes to surgeries and all that stuff, because it is your body. It is not there. So health is an individual journey. So if you eat scientifically and cook scientifically, then you would not need colonoscopy at all.
Excellent. Excellent advice, Ms. Rita. Excellent advice. So we hope our listeners are listening. And we're going to ask again, while you're still here with us, if anyone have any questions, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic in order for you to ask your question. Anyone at all have a question? We'll give them a moment and see if they're brave enough to ask a question. I know someone has to have a question about all that excellent information you shared about the colonoscopy. Excellent information.
It's out there. And we need to be ready. You need to arm yourself with knowledge so that you can, when you go to the doctor, you can ask some hard questions. Because remember, it is your body.
And we all have one. In order to be on planet Earth, we must maintain it and take care of it. We must maintain it and take care of it. That's why health is an individual journey. It's an individual journey, and we're all responsible for it. We're all responsible for this body, and we're going to be charged and held accountable for it. How did we take care of it is the question. Now, we can begin to learn now how to take care of our body, how to take care of ourselves. It is ourselves that the unit of life that we have. It gives us the life that we deserve or have on this planet, our own body. In order for us to continue to be here, we have to take care of it. If we fail to do that, then we make our transition. This is what happens. The Almighty wants us to be here a very long time. He put everything in our body to do that, to be here a very, very long time. Not a short time, but a very, very long time. There are many reasons already inside our body to prove that the Almighty intended for us to be here a long time. Absolutely amazing, Ms. Rita, that the Almighty Creator intended for us to be here a very long time. It is we who are making the mistakes that call our premature demise.
Exactly.
And this is what's happening. So now we have the science to explain things to us and to help us to do better, help us to improve, help us to be equipped with the knowledge and information to ask the right questions and know what to do. Once you eat a certain food, you know what to do to neutralize it. You know what to do to produce an enzyme surplus. Without enzyme, you won't be able to digest thoroughly the food that you're eating. Without enzymes, you won't be able to repair and maintain the body like we should. We're always going to be falling short. So you have an opportunity to ask questions about colonoscopy or anything else, or any other health subject, health matter.
Mm-hmm.
We're more than happy to address your concern and your health issue. We're certified symptomatology health coach, not just regular health coaches. Certified symptometry health coaches. Symptometry deal with the needs of the cell, the needs of the DNA, how to protect the DNA. Teaches us about the DNA saboteurs, how the DNA is sabotaged, how it becomes fragmented several hundred times during the day because of what we're eating and drinking and the air we're breathing. Health disruptions everywhere, microbes everywhere, viruses, fungus, mold, mildew, parasites, worms. All these things are everywhere. They're invisible. Most of them, they're invisible. You don't even see them. Billions of them on our hands right now. We go outside, come back in. People don't wash their hands. They go right to the kitchen or right into the oven and start fixing a plate to eat. And then they didn't wash their hands. They pick up a fruit to eat it. They didn't wash their hands. All those microbes are on them, and they're allowing those microbes to enter their body. And once those microbes enter their body, they already know where to go. And that the body, the human protein, is food. We're looking to eat something, and something is looking to eat on us if we're not careful. we think that, oh, it's just about us eating. No, there's other creatures here that you cannot even see, and these things will eat on you. So it is our responsibility not to allow squatters to enter our bodies. Squatters, what are they? What are those things? Those are microbes that are everywhere. They're on the steering wheel of your car. They're on the banister on your patio. They're on your doorknob. They're everywhere. They're literally everywhere, brothers and sisters. This is why we have to wash our hands often. Often. It's one of the health rules. Wash your hands often. And sometimes we have to be fanatical about doing it because we'll forget. People go in and out of the bathroom, and they don't wash their hands. They forget about it. Very, very important. Microbes are everywhere. So we pick up a piece of fruit. We just came from the outside, and then we eat it, and we wonder what's happened to our stomach.
Exactly.
Billions of microbes on your hand, and then they're transferred to the fruit that you're eating. Now they'll be inside of you.
And the microbes
won't know what
be
to
on
do.
The fruit, too.
Yes, they'll be on the fruit, too. Yes.
Yes.
Be adding more to them. And if we don't soak our greens in saline salt solution, they'll be on them. Rinsing them off with water, rinsing the greens off with water, that's not enough. It's not enough, brothers and sisters, to take care of what's on those things. Pesticide, herbicide, fungicide, now you got to deal with the chemicals as well as the microbes.
Mm-hmm.
We have to become much more smart. We have to get smarter about what we're doing here. A lot of booger traps on planet Earth. A lot of booger trap. We can't keep taking things for granted. We have to become smarter. That's part of what this program is about, optimal health, so we can become educated and smarter. We're being taught every day at the American School of Symptometry how to become smarter so we make fewer mistakes and we correct our mistakes. Correct the mistakes of our parent and grandparent. Correct the mistakes of our teachers and people that came before us. That's what our responsibility is today, correcting mistakes so we can move closer and closer to perfection. And we have to have our health, because if any part of our body has a problem or is diseased, it's going to affect our brain. It's going to affect our brain. If we have a problem or disease anywhere in our body, our brain is going to be affected, because the body is interconnected, is integrated, interdependent, and interrelated. one part depend on another part.
Mm-hmm.
So disease anywhere in our body is going to affect other parts of our body, and the body is going to become weaker and weaker and weaker. And on planet Earth, you cannot show any weakness, because there is something that will take advantage of your weakness. And whatever is weak must be strengthened. That's another health rule. That's a universal law, a natural law. And these things we learn from being students of symptomatry. Whatever is weak must be strengthened. Whatever is old must be renewed. And whatever is abnormal must be put back to normalcy. Otherwise, the disease is going to become more and more chronic. And eventually, your life would be at stake. These are facts. Nobody's opinion. Argument there. These are facts. And we all seen it happen time and time again. Time and time again. Person did not take care of their disease, did not solve the problem, did not put things back to normalcy. One day you see them, the next day you don't. Yeah, and there's a reason for that.
Well, Brother Saheed, I just want to thank the audience for having me today and to share our knowledge on our downside on colonoscopy. I hope people were able to take something home with them and share with their family that, you know, ask questions. But it's the food you eat that determine whether you have polyps or you have colorectal cancer. Is the food that we eat. So join us on this course that we're going to be offered to help people that, you know, want to know the correlation between the food and the disease that they have in their body. That way you can prevent things from happening to you. So on that note, I thank you so much for having me today.
No, and thank you. Thank you for sharing with us and taking your time out. That was excellent information, the downside of colonoscopy, and we hope people took notes, and I hope they learned something from that. And these are things that's not going to just disappear and go away. People are going to have problems with these things, and they will have nowhere to turn. Now they know where to turn to get good advice and to put things back to normalcy. So we certainly appreciate all that you shared today. And we are hoping that our guests, our listeners, next time we'll have more questions. Because when you ask questions, you're able to get things, bring out more side, see things from a different angle.
Exactly. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And
okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And we thank you so very much for sharing. That's our guest we had today, Ms. Rita Taylor. She was speaking to us on the downside of colonoscopy. Is it necessary to have them? And if it's necessary, you say it's necessary, your doctor said it's necessary, what to do after having one? Things that we can do to put ourselves back in the best condition if you decide to have one. And these things that we need to know about. But we'd like to iterate once again, it's the food. We're going to take another quick break, brothers and sisters. And in the meantime, you can call someone, ask them to join us on Optima Health. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short break, so please do not go anywhere at all. We'll be right back. You're with Abdul Shaheed, and our guest just departed, Mrs. Rita Taylor, a certified symptometry health coach, and a student also in the master program at the American School of Symptometry. And this is Optima Health and your host, Abdul Shaheed, your certified symptometry health coach. We'll be right back, so please do not go anywhere at all. Thank you.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of El-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Our Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. We'd like to take an opportunity to share with you Andrew Telethon. We'd like for you to support. Take a moment now and help us to reach our goal of $10,000 during this time. Your donation is tax deductible. Go to cwsc.us to make a contribution. You can click on the blue donate button located at the top right on our homepage and make a convenient, safe, and secure contribution online in whatever amount is comfortable for you. It is not the size of the contribution, but it is each of us doing our part to the best of our ability. You can make a one-time or reoccurring contribution, which enable us to better forecast our operating revenue and know we have what to support each month to maintain our expenses and expand our operation. If you have any difficulty at all in making your gift, your contribution during this month of Ramadan, please call us at 910-317-0297, and a representative will be happy to assist you. You can also go to paypal.com to make a payment by credit card to CWSC. Our most popular recurring giving level is just $9.99 per month or 33 cents a day. Breaks down to 33 cents a day. And it is the smallest individual amount based on all of us doing our part to ensure our intelligence is strong and ready to remake the world. A recurring contribution means the monthly amount is automatically deducted from your designated account to CWSC. You can cancel it anytime. And, of course, while your contributions are tax-deductible, it is the multiplied blessing, especially during this month of Ramadan, for charity, especially during this month, that gives the greatest reward for our generosity. You can also call in your gift by phone at 910-317-0297 and tell us your name, your telephone number, and email, and a representative will assist you in making your contribution. If you'd like to mail in a contribution, make your check or money order payable to CWSC and mail to CWSC Moreno Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Your contribution helps to support our entire intelligence, including the AM360 Broadcasting Network, Speaker Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Learning Lab, Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Program, Ambassador Program, International Collaborative, Health, educational and financial literacy collaborative opportunity. So please help us during this time of Ramadan, and we'll be all blessed because of that. Thank you so very much. So welcome back, brothers and sisters. We'd like to continue with our program. If anyone have any help questions for us, please press 1 on your phone, and we will open your mic, and you'll be able to ask your question or make your comment. In the meantime, we're going to continue to share information about the rules of health. There are a number of rules to health. And the more you know about these rules, the better you can stay within the rule and obey them. There are health rules that sometimes you have figured out that will help ourselves to do their job in taking care of us. We take care of them, they'll take care of us. This is how it works, brother and sister. And we shared a few of these rules last week, so we're going to review them real quick, the first couple of ones that we shared last week on Optimal Health. Here are some health rules. The rules of health that have been in our nuclear histone, in our genes, from the very beginning. Now we're reminding each other about these rules. Whenever we violate the rules to health, whenever we violate the natural laws, whenever we violate the pH rules, the iron rules, the sulfur rules, and we violate the laws of physics, our body will give a sign called symptoms, warning us that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. We must stay within the paradigm of what's normal, because a disease is an abnormality, is abnormalcy. That is the problem. And it's our responsibility to put things back to normalcy. That's why we must cure and reverse our disease. If not, the disease will become more and more chronic, which means it's going to get worse and worse. It's going to get worse. And if we still don't do anything about it, correcting the problem, then it's going to become acute, where our life is at stake, where we dial 911 if we have time. This is not to scare anyone. We're just sharing the facts about how things are set up, the pattern, the fitra, the pattern in the creation. It's already there, established. It is because of the observation of scientists like Dr. Maxwell Norton in symptomatic science discovered these things. And they're directly related to our health. We must be in compliance with the health rules, the laws of physics, the natural laws. But first, we must learn what they are. And that's why we have this program, to help teach us about these rules. So the very first rule, we already mentioned it today. We'll be mentioning it all the time because we make mistakes. Our first responsibility, number one, brothers and sisters, is to protect our DNA, because if the DNA is fragmented, the genes will never release the blueprint. It will not budge under no circumstances. And our DNA becomes fragmented several hundred times during the day because we are eating food, we're drinking the wrong water, we're breathing polluted air. Our body is very delicate. The cells are very delicate. The DNA is very delicate. We can eat the wrong food. It will compromise the amino acid that make up our DNA. There's 20 amino acids that make up our DNA. We'll compromise them. We cause them to become fragmented. This is why this is so important. If the DNA is fragmented, the genes will not release the blueprint. Our cells are compelled to produce symptoms and disease. This is the formula for diseases. This is the reason why diseases occur. I hope we understand. I hope we're getting it. So that is rule number one. Rule number two, we must help our cells to produce food enzymes and ancillary enzymes. And these enzymes should not be denatured. What do you mean, denatured? That means we shouldn't eat something or drink something that would make them worthless. Nor should we breathe something. The air that has toxic metal, the air that has chemicals in it, poison. We have to be very careful, brothers and sisters. We have to be very careful. Number three, we must maintain flexibility in our joints and in our artery, because our artery veins and capillary must be flexible in order to maintain normal blood pressure. If they become hardened, they will not be able to participate in the control and regulation of our blood pressure. There are certain requirements to keep our blood vessels flexible. We must keep our joints flexible. That's why we exercise. But exercising isn't enough. It's not enough. We must know what muscle protein to consume to keep our blood vessels flexible and to keep our joints flexible. Number four, convalescent must be done with speed-enhancing products. Those are called particulates, subatomic particles. Another name is polymers. Google these things if you want to find out more what they are. Or visit the American School of Cytometry website. They'll explain on what they do and what they are. So if you're going through convalescence to get over an illness, you must use speed-enhancing product. Otherwise, you'll be experiencing disease padding, disease on top of a disease. The disease did not go anywhere. Now the next disease would be on top of that. We must cure our disease, reverse them, put things back to normalcy. This is very, very important, brothers and sisters. Number five, the body must have sufficient rest every night, 5 to 6 hours, or sound, uninterrupted sleep. If you're having a nightmare or dreaming, that is not sound, interrupted sleep. If you have to get up and go to the bathroom 4 or 5 times during the night, that is not sound, uninterrupted sleep. The sleep is being interrupted. In order for our cells to do their job of doing the repair work and maintenance that they need to do every night, we need 5 to 6 hours of sound sleep, uninterrupted. Unfortunately, everybody's not able to do that. And a lot of people sleep at work at night. They're not sleeping, they're working. The human body is designed to sleep at night. So we are already getting away from the pattern of normalcy. So these things we have to consider and think about when we take on these jobs, working throughout the night. You can do it for a while, but the body takes its toll. It's going to tell on us. Brother and sister, number six is very important. This shows the interconnectedability of our body. The digestive health is crucial to mental health. Think about that. Digestive health is crucial to mental health. Oh, we see a hand raised. We're going to go to that hand raise. We're going to open the mic of 111. 111. The mic is open, Sister Amina. As-salamu alaykum. Ramadan Mubarak.
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. How you doing?
Yes, I'm traveling. I'm on the way back home. But I just wanted to mention that I heard some of the sisters, I can't think of her name right now, who talking about colonoscopy.
Yes.
And that is very much needed information, and that's excellent that she brought that forth this evening. I just wanted to mention that a lot of people are encouraged to get colonoscopies all the time, and
yes,
it's not always the best thing. Like she said, it's good that we know that there's a downside to colonoscopy. I myself refuse to get one. I'm not, you know, I've been told this by my doctors from years back. You know, you get, you know, there's certain tests that they encourage you to get when you're a certain age.
Yes,
and
they do.
I'm not doing it because I don't want anything invasive. I know that, you know, they're detecting cancer, colon cancer, and rectal cancer, you know, all of that. But
yes,
but my thing is this. We have alternatives that we won't even have to need anything. So there should be a push to do that. You know, look at the alternatives. And that's all I wanted to say. Because I'm out, so I can hardly hear you all, but I just wanted to mention that. Salaamu alaikum.
Excellent. Walaikum salam. Thank you so very much. Press 1 on your phone, and we'll mute your mic. And we certainly appreciate those comments, because that is excellent. And we should look at an alternative. And the alternative is not the alternative. It's the way things should be. Staying in compliance. If we eat scientifically and prepare our food scientifically and live on this planet scientifically, we won't have a problem with these things. Do not have a problem. Do not consume oatmeal. That's what causes pollock. The beta-glucan in oatmeal causes pollock. Don't consume the nuts and the seeds. No peanuts. No kind of nuts. No pecans. No cashew. No walnut. Do not eat these things. They have health disruptors. They have hydrocyanic acid. Too much negative energy. Yeah, they have energy all right, and it's too much negative energy they have. Hydrocyanic acid, another name, prussic acid. Prussic acid. Look it up. Google it. Do your research. And then come back, bring it back to the table and share it with everybody. We're telling the truth here. The total truth. Nothing but the truth. There's a lot of money in selling nuts to you. To me, a lot of money in selling nuts, brother and sister. All these things in fruits, citrus fruits, we should avoid them. Our own body already produced citrus acid. Any additional citrus acid added to our body that it already produces is going to become an iron inhibitor, and it's going to be too much for our body to process. It's going to break down our ligament, our cartilage, a tendon, cause us to be prone to injury. And then we have a lot of lactic acid throughout our system, and citrus acid, formic acid, phosphorus acids, sulfuric acid that we don't even know how to get rid of. Sometimes you know how to neutralize these things. This is why we're sharing the information. We can neutralize those things so as we age dignifiedly. Age with dignity, not chaotically, where everything is speeded up. And oxidative stress will cause us to produce more and more diseases. Just the reverse, brother and sister. We don't have to live like this. We have the necessary information to be in compliance with the health rules, these rules that we're sharing today, brother and sister. So if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone. We certainly appreciate that. Those remarks, Sister Amina, certainly appreciate those remarks. That was excellent. And the excellent information that was shared by our guest about the downside of colonoscopy. You need to know that everything has come in pairs. There's the upside, and of course there's the downside. They're going to always talk about the upside of things. It is us that have to analyze the downside of things. We have to have the whole truth, not part of it. So we can make informed decisions. This is the problem here in America. People are not making informed decisions because they don't have the whole story. They don't have part of it. So let's get the whole picture here. That's what Optimal Health is all about, giving us the whole picture so we can make an informed decision. And life is about making choices. You can choose whatever you want to do. It's up to you. But at least have all of the information. That's all we're saying here. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a question, press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic, and you'll be able to ask your question or share your comment. And we certainly appreciate you participating. Interactive, being interactive, very important. We want to make sure we're getting through to you and that you have any concern, any health concern, that we can share more light on it and give you more option and make more information available. That's what we're here for. And we certainly appreciate you participating today and spending your time with us, because you could definitely be somewhere else. We certainly appreciate and we value you for being here with us. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to continue with the rules to health. These are health rules. I hope you're making notes of them or go back and listen to the recording. These health rules are very, very important. If we're in violation to any of them, a disease can be activated. But first, our body will warn us with symptoms. The cells are compelled to produce symptoms and disease if we're in violation. We have to always, as best we can, be in compliance. How are you going to be in compliance when you don't know what the rules are? You don't know what the laws of physics say. You don't know what the natural laws are. We have to become more knowledgeable. We've been taking things for granted. That's what's been happening. So our digestive health is crucial to our mental health because our digestive system must provide resources and nutrients for our brain to work properly so we can make better decisions, so we can be focused, so we can concentrate, so we can think better. So digestive health is very important. If we don't have the enzyme to digest our food, we will be sick, brother and sister. And our body will tell us in so many different ways, so many different ways. If any residue of the food that we'll consume are not thoroughly digested, they will leave metabolites, undigested particles of food inside of us. This is what happens. So our total body health is also dependent upon our mental health. Our mental health helps us to make our decisions, help us to make better decisions. If we make decisions that's contrary to the well-being of our cells and DNA, then our cells are going to produce symptoms and disease. This is what happens, brother and sister. Number seven, DNA is central to our health on this planet. Our DNA is central. Why is our DNA is so important and is central to our overall health? Here's the answer, brothers and sisters. We already spoken about it. If the DNA is fragmented in any way, the gene will never release the blueprint, the set of instructions for cells. Our DNA and gene must always be in communication. There's a proper alignment for the gene and the DNA. There's a proper alignment for the DNA and the three RNAs. If that alignment is smashed, brothers and sisters, our body, our cell, are compelled to produce symptoms and disease. And those symptoms and disease will not be reversed until we repair the DNA. The DNA must be repaired. There's only one therapeutic that repairs the DNA, and that is cytometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. I don't care what part of the body it is. If it's the liver, the DNA is fragmented, the gene will never release the blueprint to produce the essential to keep the liver healthy. And no other therapeutics will reverse or compromise liver. Won't happen. Because this is not how the Almighty set it up. Here's the pattern. The liver cells, DNA, must be repaired. They must be repaired. If they're not repaired, the gene will never release the blueprint. And the compromised liver will continue to be compromised. Every organ of our body depends on a healthy liver, brother and sister. It is like the sun and the rest of the planet. The sun gives resources, energy to all of the planets that revolves around it. Our liver is the same way to our entire body. All of the other organs depend upon the liver. They revolve around a healthy liver. The brain would not be at its best if the liver is congested and compromised. The heart would not be at its best if the liver is compromised and congested. The kidneys will not be at their best if the liver is compromised and congested. Every organ of our body, every gland of our body depends upon a healthy liver. So the DNA is central to our health on this planet. If it is damaged and if it's not repaired, the gene will never release the blueprint to it. Therefore, a disease occurs for this reason only. And we cannot emphasize this enough. Do not be fooled, brothers and sisters. A disease occurs because the DNA has not been repaired. Without the blueprint from the genes going through the DNA and ending up with the ribosomal RNA, would never produce the essential that is needed to cure mental illnesses, to cure emotional disorder, to cure skin diseases, to cure lung diseases, to cure
spleen diseases, to cure tongue diseases, to cure gum diseases, to cure liver diseases. Doesn't make any difference, brother and sister. The DNA must be repaired first. Once the DNA is repaired, the gene will release the blueprint to it to pass on to the rest of the RNA. First, to the messenger RNA, to the transfer RNA, and finally, to the ribosomal RNA that will manufacture the essential that has been missing to restore normalcy, to restore normalcy in the person's organ, blood, body. That's the requirement. Those are the requirements, brothers and sisters. These are the rules to health. Number 8, we should not allow squatters and opportunists to be in our body. We mentioned that earlier. Microbes, don't give them the opportunity to be in the body. Don't give microbes an opportunity to take over our body, brother and sister. Don't give them a niche to take over and deposit their toxic, their poison within us. There are certain microbes that we are born with, and we have to ensure that they do not go on the offense. If they go on the offense, they will release their toxin. And those toxins will put us more in disrepair, more in disrepair. They're already inside of us, brothers and sisters, many of them already, because we have allowed them to enter us, and some of them we're born with. And our job is not to allow them to go on the offense. This is the case. If anyone have a question, please press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic and we'll address your question or your comments. We'll allow you to make your comments. You with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health. This is AM360. AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Brother and sister, if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone and we will open your mic. Open your mic. Brother and sister, we hope you are understanding what's being said. We're covering rules to health, and earlier we had our guest to address the downside of colonoscopy, the downside. Probably that you have never heard before. Are they really necessary? Oh, we need to screen for cancer. We need to screen early for this, screen early for that. And then you find out that you have something. What are they going to do? What are the options? Surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. None of those things address the needs of the cells. None of those things addresses the needs of the cell. Our cells are responsible for our health. The Almighty created them to take care of our health. Our cells are gifted with atomic intelligence. This is the fact of life, brother and sister. Our cells have atomic intelligence. They can figure things out that no man can figure out. They can do things that no man is capable of doing. This is how the Almighty created us. We are created to live on this toxic planet with all these problems, with all these booger traps. And our cells love it here. This is the best place for them. They know what to do on this terrain. They know what to do here at the troposphere, where barometric pressure is at its worst, the gravitational force is at its worst. They know what to do to take care of us, but we must take care of them. If they are healthy, brothers and sisters, we will be healthy. If they are sick and congested, that's exactly what we'll be, sick and congested. That is the relationship. Ourselves is the unit of life for us. It is a starting point. Our life started with one cell. Before that happened, sperm from the father came in contact with the egg of the mother. And we all know the rest of the story. I don't have to go through that. We all know the rest of the story. So our cells are in charge of our health. And it's our responsibility to take care of them and learn about them. Learn what's in the cellular organelle. Learn what's in the nucleus. In the nucleus, we'll find the DNA, the genes, the chromosome, and chromatin in the nucleus. That is the brain of the cell, so to speak. The engine of the cell, the nucleus, the engine of the cell. And then we have cellular organelles in the cytoplasm. Understand these things. All of the cellular organelles and the engine must have energy, brothers and sisters. The human being is energy dependent. We depend on energy. Matter of fact, we must always produce the energy that we are using. If we do not, we'll be on an energy deficit. At some point in time, we're going to run out. If you have an energy deficit, you're going to run out of it. And the moment you run out of energy, that'll be your transition date, your expiration date, whatever name you choose to call it. That's when we make our transition, brother and sister. We must always produce the energy that we're using. We must always produce the enzyme surplus because our cells need digestive enzyme to digest the food that we're eating. And it also need enzyme for repair and maintenance. Our body requires maintenance around the clock, 24/7. The human body is very delicate, but we take it for granted that we don't have to do anything but eat food, drink water, drink beverages, eat some fruits, and go to the bathroom a few times, and we think that's all that is to it. That's about 10% of what needs to happen. Who's going to teach you the 90%? To maintain optimal health, to reverse diseases. Who's going to teach you? Brother and sister, this is not rocket science. We all have been gifted with a human body, and this body helps us to enjoy the life on this planet. We have to learn about how to take care of it. If we do, it will take care of us. So our DNA is central to our overall health on this planet. Nowhere around it, brother and sister. Number 8, we should not allow squatters an opportunity to be in our body. There's many different ways these microbes enter our body, and we allow them. And we mentioned one earlier, wash your hands often. Often. Do not take your finger and rub your eyes. Use a tissue, paper towel, napkin. Same thing about cleaning out our ears. Don't use our dirty fingers to clean our nose and our ears with our dirty fingers. If you do, you're introducing squatters and opportunists into your body. Rule number 8 says, we should not allow squatters and opportunists to be in our body. If you make a doorway to allow them to come in, it's going to be hard to drive them out because human protein is food for microbes as well. Isn't that amazing? We're going around looking for food to eat, and we forgot that we're also protein, and protein is food. We're food for somebody, for something, and that something is called microbes and squatters and opportunists. They take advantage of every opportunity. If you have free food in terms of growth factor for microbes, they're going to enter your body and they're going to set up a colony, a community, families, babies, and they're going to do what? Multiply. That's what they're going to do. They're going to multiply. That's what they do. And you have to force them out. They'll become comfortable where they are because you'll be providing them free food. We'll be providing them free food. It is sometimes you know how to drive them out. It is sometimes you know how to force them out and know what it takes to force them out. So their toxin will not be circulating in our blood. If we don't force them out, they'll be producing toxin that will be circulating in our blood, compromising our health. And your doctor will have no clue as to what to do to help you. They will not have a clue, brother and sister, because they're not trained in this regard. They won't even have those fine machinery, electromagnetic machine, electrodiagnostic machine, will not even be able to detect what I'm talking about. They won't even be able to detect that these things exist. That's why they don't cure diseases. They can't detect most of them. Those diagnostic machines only detect about 25% of what's going on inside of you at the cellular level. That's a fact, brother and sister. We're going to deal with a few more, but we want to continue to make sure that if anyone have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. We want this to be interactive to make sure we're getting across and people are understanding the different rules to health. We want to ensure that you understand each of these rules so we can be in compliance rather than being in violation. It is being in violation to these rules that we end up activating diseases. This is what we're trying to prevent. Most diseases, brothers and sisters, are preventable. Most diseases are preventable. And you know what our grandparents told us about prevention? Ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure all day long. So it's much easier to prevent a disease from happening than trying to cure one after it had happened to us. A lot easier to prevent the disease from taking place. And most diseases are preventable. Start with what we're eating. Analyze what we're eating. Take note of what you're eating. It is the food, 90% of the time, brother and sister, the reason why we have what we have, beverages, water, fruits, vegetables, all these things. There's no perfect food on planet Earth for a human to consume. All food have health disruptors. Now, our aim is to eat the food with the least amount of health disruptors with the most nutrients to nourish our cells and cook them properly. It's one of the health rules. Number 9, we must remove impurities from our blood every day. That's blood impurities, brother and sister. It is because we eat food. Food is a large, complex molecule. It's a large, complex molecule. It contains some nutrients, vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, a few amino acids, but it also contains poison, toxin, additive, preservative, coal tar derivatives, dyes, coloring, all these things. Also in the food. All you have to do is read the label on some of the things that you're eating. And on the vegetables, they sprayed them. Pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, so that the farmers do not lose their crops to microbes and insects and all those other things they're trying to eat them up. And plants also have diseases. They have to do something about the disease. They have to put more chemicals on there to cure the disease of the plants. And we eat these foods with the chemicals on them. Most of us do not know how to neutralize the chemicals. You're not soaking them like we should, like sometimes you recommend to soak your greens, to soak your vegetables, to soak your fruits before eating, to remove the pesticide, the herbicide, the fungicide, to remove the microbes, the viruses, the bacteria, the fungus, the mold, the yeast, all these things. If you don't remove them and you eat the plant and then you don't cook the plants, you make a salad out of it, oh, man, big mistake. And then you eat nuts and seeds on top of that, big mistakes. All nuts have fungus, peanut fungus. And these fungus are heat resistant. You can cook the peanuts. You can roast them. You can boil them. Won't make any difference. It will not destroy the fungus on them. They are heat resistant, brother and sister. They're called alkaloids, heat resistant, that plant produce to take care of themselves. They're not worrying about us. They're not thinking about us. They're trying to survive. So they produce whatever they need to produce to survive on planet Earth. They are very, very smart. They have evolved to the point where they produce poison. And they know how to take care of themselves because they live in the wild on the outside. We are sheltered. They live in the wild. They have no place to run and hide. So they have evolved to the point where they produce these chemicals that are heat resistant. Not only are they heat resistant, they are frost resistant, brother and sister. Think about it. These are plants. They have to live on the outside in all kind of conditions. They have evolved to survive, to deal with all of these things. So not only are they heat resistant, they are frost resistant. They are fire resistant. They have fires in California. Those plants come right back. Fire can't destroy them. Heat do not destroy them. The excessive rain do not destroy them. They're waterproof, fireproof. Heat do not destroy them. Think about that. And we take them for granted and want to eat them raw. There's something inside of them that helps them to survive. And it is sometimes they have discovered what's in them that help them to survive. They're called prolamins. Prolamins, that's what helped them to survive. It caused them to be fireproof, waterproof, frostproof, heat resistant, all these things. There's a lot for us to learn on this planet. That's how plants survive. Then we eat them raw, along with all of their toxins. Sure, they have minerals, trace minerals, vitamins, all these things, but they are intermingled with all the other things. We have to know how to separate and neutralize the poison and the toxin. That's what we must learn, brother and sister. That's what we must learn. So we'll do a few more since we have no hand raised. We'll do a few more rules to health. So we must remove impurities from our blood, every day. How do you remove impurity from the blood? In cytometry, at the American School of Cytometry, we've been studying many blood impurities. Many of them, brother and sister, we're up to number 70. Blood impurities, things that will circulate in our blood. Things that will circulate in our blood. They're called blood impurities. We up to number 70. and there's many more that we're beginning to study in. 7-0. It is because we eat food and drink water and breathe the air on this planet that we have blood impurities. So not only the resources and the nutrients are circulating in our blood, also blood impurities also circulating in our blood. How did the blood impurities get in the blood? Here's what happens, brothers and sisters. Our blood carries the resources to the cell. The cell must be permeable. So the vitamins, the minerals, the nutrients, and the resources flows into the cell. And what's coming out of the cell? The toxin and the waste. Where is it circulating? It's flowing back into the blood and the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system parallels the blood vessels for that reason. So the garbage and all the poison and the toxins should be in the lymphatic system. But we don't know enough about our body, and we don't clean the lymphatic system. We don't carry out the garbage. When they fill up, someone has to carry out the garbage. If nobody is filling up, carrying out the garbage, then the garbage is going to be reabsorbed by the blood. Before it reabsorbed by the blood, it goes through the organ, the tissue, the skin, our scalp, all these places. And the body will do all that it can to keep it from the blood. But since you're not helping, many of these blood impurities find their way into the blood, slowing the blood down. Microbes living in the blood because they become growth factors for microbes to feed on. I know it's not a pretty picture, but this is what happens. So the blood has to be sanitized, ionized, hydrolyzed, oxidized. And only cytometry is doing this. Only cytometry is doing it. You must use subatomic particle because it creates the heat and the electrical energy to dissolve all of the poison and the toxins that circulate in our blood. That's blood impurities. So this we must remove every day. We must remove blood impurities from our blood every day. It is because we eat food, we breathe the air, we drink water. All of them have blood impurities. All of them. Number 10, we must decongest our cell and cellular organelle. Decongest. Our cells are so tiny, brothers and sisters, it's very easy for them to become congested. If our cell become congested, we'll be congested, filled with mucus and all kind of other things. That's why people have problems with mucus in the throat, mucus in the eye, mucus in the stool, mucus everywhere because of what we're eating. And our cells become congested. Our cells are so tiny, they're 1/50 of a pinhead. Take a pinhead and divide it into 50 equal parts. That would be the size of our cells. Size of our cell, 1/50 of a pinhead. So you can see how easily they can become congested. We must decongest whatever is congested. If our kidneys are congested, we must decongest them. If our pancreas is congested, we must decongest it. If our liver is congested, we must decongest the liver. If our adrenal gland congested, we must decongest the adrenal gland. I hope you're getting the idea. It's our responsibility to do it. If we don't do it, our cells are compelled to produce symptoms and disease because the DNA will become fragmented. And if the DNA becomes fragmented, the gene will never release the blueprint, set of instructions for the cells to manufacture what needs to be produced. Brain is central, body is central, and cell is central. Enzyme, hormone, neurotransmitter, neuropeptide, neurochemicals, all these things, essentials for health on this planet. Brothers and sisters, if you have a question, press 1 on your phone. We only have a few minutes remaining, and we hope we have shared information that can enhance our health, information that will make a difference in our life if we only apply it. Information, knowledge, useful knowledge, knowledge that we must all learn to apply. For if we do not apply it, brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean that much to know it. Symptomatic signs is signs that must be applied. The signs of physics must be applied to the human body. The rules to health must be applied to the human body. The laws, the natural laws, must be applied to the human body. The universal laws must be applied to the human body. That's what symptomatry has done, taking all these rules, laws, and applied them to the human body and figure out, because of that, how to cure every disease. Follow the pattern. That's what symptomatry has done. Follow the fitra, which is Almighty Source Creator that established the system and the patterns. It's our responsibility to obey them, to keep in compliance with them. That's what health is all about. So we become the very best possible human being housed in this physical reality called our human body. That's it, brothers and sisters. So we only have a few more minutes left. If you have a question, please press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. Please press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. We're going to check the board for any question. Once more. Don't see any hand raised. No hand raised. So we'll do one or two other rules to health. And then we'll remind you once again about our telethon, our annual opportunity to give and donate to CWSC, our parent company. Please take a moment to donate to CWSC. We have a goal of $10,000 for this month, during the month of Ramadan, to raise, and your donation is tax deductible. Please go to cwsc.us, click on the blue donate button located at the top right of the home page, and you're able to make your contribution. You also can call 910-317-0297. A representative will help you, help assist you to make your donation, your contribution. You can also mail your contribution in. Please make a donation. It's not the size that matters. That what matters that we all do what we can to help continue to expand our reach. So you can mail in your contribution. So make your check, a money order payable to CWSC and mail it to CWSC, Moreno Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. That is the mailing address. Your contribution will help to support our entire intelligence, and we already shared those, and we certainly appreciate any donation. So please take the opportunity to do that. We see, I think we have another hand raised, 111. I'm going to open your mic. I'm not sure. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amita. You have another question or comment?
Assalamu alaikum. I just wanted to ask real quick. I'm home now. Back home now. What I wanted to ask is there any information or you know, past information about the kidneys, because our organs seem to be always something that, that doctors want to go after. And
yep, ma'am.
I am specifically talking about the large numbers of people that are on kidney dialysis.
Oh yes, it's their diet. The reason why they're on dialysis.
Yes.
Their diet is the biggest problem.
I'll hang up and listen. I just wanted to, you know, mention that, and maybe you could kind of talk about that next time, if possible.
Yes, we're talking about what needs to keep them healthy. Thank you so very much. So we'll put that on the agenda next time. But there are articles on the website, and we'll go ahead and share that information right now. At the American School of Symptomatology, website, and that website is amsos.org. A very important website for us to be familiar with. Please go there, and you will see many articles posted there. Matter of fact, we have 3 or 4 articles posted there this past weekend. 3 or 4 additional articles posted there. Very powerful information. There's an article there about our kidney. You need to go there and read it. Very, very important. Please go there, brother and sister. Read all the different articles that's posted there. All kind of problems. Understanding kidney stone. Understanding how the kidney can function and what compromises them. Please go there. AMSOS.org. And also, brothers and sisters, if you have a need to contact us, please give us a call at 678-572-7269. That number is 678-572-7269. We also like to encourage you to continue to ask people to join us on Optimal Health here on AM360. And we'd like to give everyone a greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you for joining us today. And we look forward to next week's Optimal Health episode. Thank you so very much. Assalamu alaikum. Mm-hmm. Ramadan Mubarak.
Join us every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for an episode of Optimal Health with your host, Abdul Shaheed, your certified symptometry health coach and doctoral student at the American School of Symptometry. It is our aim and objective every week on am360.org to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics,